After visiting the newly reopened British Embassy in Tehran, London's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said it was vital to open a dialogue with Iran's leaders.
We're clear-eyed about what the future offers us. Big opportunities, but we know that there will be areas where we continue to disagree, and sometimes to disagree strongly. We won't shirk from that.
Iran expelled Britain's ambassador in November 2011 over its support for tougher sanctions. 2 days later, hundreds of protesters stormed the embassy. Britain responded by closing Iran's embassy in London. Relations have steadily improved since the election of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. His foreign minister hailed a new start in relations.
Today we have entered a new stage of ties based on mutual respect and a policy of constructive interaction and dialogue.
The British government says the reopening of the embassies is not just a symbolic move, but also a practical channel to engage on many issues of concern.
Iran's embassy in London also reopened this week. The British government says the reopening of the embassies is not just a symbolic move, but also a practical channel to engage on many issues of concern. With diplomatic ties warming, countries like Britain are eyeing economic opportunities, says former diplomat Mehrdad Khonsari.
Given that Iran is perhaps the largest untouched, you might say, major market in the world,
the rise of the Islamic State terrorist group is also forging new alliances.
Iran, which has been perceived as a hostile country, is actually engaging these people on the ground. So the time for re-evaluation, I think, has arrived.
The British Foreign Secretary said the first Western sanctions against Iran could be lifted early next year. Iranians are desperate for investment and opportunities, says Khonsari.
Their priority of the people at this time is not, obviously, thinking about democracy. The priorities at this time is jobs, it's social security, it's pensions.
Iran's foreign minister said Monday it was too early to consider reopening the U.S. embassy in Tehran, but Washington has not indicated its willingness to restore full diplomatic ties.